latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. And at Newcastle, look set to miss out on one of their reported transfer targets this summer. Rafa Benitez was expected to make a move for Stoke City centre-back Ryan Shawcross as he was looking to bolster his squad for life back in the Premier League. However, Stoke manager Mark Hughes has now confirmed that Shawcross will be offered a new contract to extend his stay at the club. He said, "We certainly want to keep Ryan here if we can. We don't usually enter into negotiations until there are 12 months to go. Sometimes that can help the players because sometimes more power goes to the player. Closer you get to the end, there are two ways to look at it." Meanwhile, Newcastle captain Jamal Lascelles has confirmed his groin operation was a success and he has set his sights on a pre-season return. Lascelles took to social media to reassure fans that everything went to plan after he was forced to go under the knife to rectify the long-standing problem. On his Twitter account he said, "Just woke up from general anaesthetic, operation went well, thank you guys for the messages." And after the successful operation, Lascelles has now already set his sights on making sure he is fit and ready for a tilt at the top flight. He said, "If we weren't already up, I'd still be trying to get through it. I'm trying to play, but the job has been done, and now I can look after myself and better myself for next season." And finally now, Newcastle United's Rolando Ahrens will face trial over an alleged fight in the VIP area of a city centre nightclub. The 21-year-old appeared at Newcastle Crown Court on Wednesday alongside six co-accused, where he and the other defendants pleaded not guilty to violent disorder. The group are alleged to have got into a brawl at the Lavello nightclub on Newcastle's Quayside in October last year, leaving amateur footballer Wesley Irksine injured. The prosecution called for the case to be heard out of the area, possibly at Teesside Crown Court, after fears of football loyalties could prejudice a jury in Newcastle.